This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 255, recorded Monday, June 22nd, 2015, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. It is Woo-hoo. Monday, June 22nd. And Jerry, what were you just telling me before the show started?
Oh, so you want to make this like public and on the record and
like, well, then you know,
everybody know that I'm a jerk.
No, but then you can play it for him and you could have him and, you know, hear you tell everyone that you feel bad about it.
Okay, so this weekend was Father's Day. And on Father's Day, we as a family, we were busy from like wake up with breakfast, and then we went to the movie theaters, and we watched a movie, and we played some games, and we did some puzzles, and it was a day full of let's interact with Daddy, which you okay. And I forgot to call my own father and wish him a happy Father's Day, so I feel like a complete jerk.
Well, I have an alternative option if that didn't make you feel better, Jerry.
It didn't make me feel better. I still feel like a jerk.
Okay. Well, how about a song to tell your father how you feel about him?
Okay.
Well, I'm prepared.
If you've got one.
I just happen to have one here.
Sweet.
Well, I was prepared when my father challenged me on this matter.
Did you forget to call your father, too?
No, I forgot to call him. He just always accuses me of not taking time. So I prepared this one for him.
I think it's a standard thing for parents.
He isn't much in the eyes of the world. He'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world. But he is the world to me. My dad. Now here is a man. To me he is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong. My dad. Come on, sing along, Jerry.
No.
My dad, now he understands. When I bring him troubles to share, oh, he's always there. My dad. I keep going. There are more verses.
If you feel like it, but it's not going
to. Now, that won't cheer your father up?
No. It's also, you know, not really how I feel.
I'm sorry. How many dad songs can you find? It took me a while to. It took me a while. I'll find another one for next year.
Okay.
I don't know. Do people sing more about dads or moms?
Probably moms.
There's a problem. No wonder my dad feels that he's underappreciated.
Well, because he is. He's a dad, so, you know.
I took him on vacation with me. What more can he ask?
I don't know.
I spent 10 days with him. Oh, well. So, where were we? Oh, yes. So, happy Father's Day to those fathers out there. So we did get some mail. I wanted to surprise you with some mail. We got we got some comments on something that was said last week.
No.
Yes. We got a comment from Mark Webb, who said, thanks for another great show and hello from England, proving that there are people outside of the United States who listen to us. Also, we got an email from Paul Chester, who said, hey, I'm here and I'm not American. I still find the Android Buffet podcast relevant, even from here in Cambridge, UK. Thanks for my weekly Tuesday commute entertainment. Such is the richness of my life, I seem to listen to quite a few Android podcasts, but I try not to miss Android Buffet. I particularly enjoy the banter between the learned presenters. Keep up the good work, chaps.
Who are these learned presenters?
I don't know. I know we've had trouble getting them on the show. Hmm. Also, we got an email from friend of the show, Dan Fry.
Hi, Dan.
How's it going? I had something for you and Jerry to discuss on the show. I recently changed jobs. Congratulations, I did not know he had changed jobs. So I went about changing my work address in Google Now, Maps, etc. Now I no longer get commute cards in Google Now for going to work. Home still shows up fine when I am getting ready to leave work. What do you guys think, Dan? So I remember complaining about this.
That it didn't learn quick enough?
No, that it wasn't learning about my patterns. Remember, I would not necessarily work on a traditional schedule.
Yes.
And it was having trouble. It would always tell me that it was time to go home when I was going to work and time to work when I was going home. So it didn't understand people who didn't have a traditional commute.
Could have been worse. Could have thought your home was work and your work was home.
No, you can tell it that now. But so basically, Dan is disappointed that Google Now is not as smart as it should be. But what do you think? Is there a solution to this problem? Because you remember what I did.
What did you do?
I created a calendar that said that I had an appointment at my office every day that was recurring. So it would tell me what time it was to get there for the appointment. I especially liked it when it reminded me at 9:58 a.m. that I had to be at the office at 10 o'clock and I had to leave by 9:59 to arrive on time. That was extremely helpful.
Did it work? Did you get to work on time?
I was standing in the office at the time.
There you go.
Yes, so I moved the 5 feet to my desk. But Google Now's traffic notifications and time to something situations I've noticed are incredibly inconsistent. And I'd like to provide more data to it in order to try to get it to be more consistent. However, I can't figure out how to do that either. So if anybody has any suggestions, I think it is a good topic of discussion, though. Jerry, have you ever had a problem with your commute?
No, it never tells me. I think Google Now thinks I'm unemployed.
I don't know. Can you get upset with Google Now for that?
Not really.
Why not? Isn't that defamation? You're an upstanding member of the Jacksonville community.
It doesn't say I'm unemployed. I just said it thinks it's unemployed, and it's not against a law to think something.
Are you sure about that?
Fairly.
I thought England was trying to change that.
It's not 1984.
No, it hasn't been for some years.
Yep.
What do you mean yet?
They're trying.
Okay, I'll give you that. So, any excitement this week other than Father's Day?
Work has been an absolute mess.
Mess.
It's fire after fire after fire. It's ridiculous. It's silly, and I'm tired of it.
You too?
Oh. I was working when you called, and when we get done, I'm going to go back to work. It's ridiculous.
Oh. Well, if it makes you feel better, that they can't make me do. They'd have to pay me. Yay for overtime.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a salaried guy, so.
Well, you know, there are pros and cons. I could get all my work done, but I ended up spending 10 more hours there that I wouldn't be paid for if I was salaried. Now, I don't get my work done, but I leave. Not on time. No, I stayed half an hour late today. I couldn't get out of something.
I'm sorry.
Well, my boss has been very accommodating about that. He said, as long as I don't abuse the privilege and I have a good reason for being there. At one point, he was upset that I essentially stayed an hour late every night in the same week. Well, he said it blew the budget. Which I respect. He has to answer to people, too. Don't your superiors have to answer to their superiors and so on and so forth?
Yes. It's annoying.
No, I'm just saying I respect that he asked me to avoid doing something, but said if I had a good reason for doing it, he'd defend it. So I try to respect that.
Cool.
But, you know, same thing. You know, I went away for 10 days and people were nice enough to leave all of the important work waiting for me so that I could scramble around trying to solve it. And now I'm
funny.
Well, no, not funny. I wish it was. But now I'm just sort of treading water and catching up. And next week, one of my coworkers goes on vacation. So I have to cover pros and cons, I suppose. Anyway,
yep.
Other than that, nothing really going on. My phone is working. That's always good. Well, I keep reading these articles about replacing the battery in your Nexus 5 in order to improve battery life after it's been running for a while. I'm just afraid to crack the thing open since it doesn't have a user removable battery. I'm afraid that the gain in battery life doesn't overcome the risk of me actually breaking something.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, after a while, batteries do fail.
Yes.
So you can replace the battery on a Nexus 5 to improve its life, and I've seen how you would do that. There are videos and instructions, except, you know, it involves, you know, sponging the sides, since it, removing screws, popping things off, separating glue. I'm afraid I'm going to break something. Maybe if I, at some point, get a new phone and it becomes my backup phone, I might consider taking that risk, but I'm afraid. You understand, don't you?
I do.
Well, it's my phone. It may not be much in the eyes of the world, but it's mine. It came with me on my vacation. It's with me through the important moments of the day. And someday I will discard it and move its brain to another system. No, I'm just thinking of it that way in terms of, you know, you become emotionally attached to a device, but once you get a newer one, you get rid of it. And why is that? Because all the information on it can be transferred to the new thing, and it's like you had the old thing. I wonder if I could do that to people. Jerry, if you think of going away, can I transfer you to a new body and keep you around so that somebody can do the show with me?
It would be cool.
Okay. You get on that, right?
Nope.
Oh, you're not going to get on the situation of preparing yourself for immortality? I thought you'd be all nope. on that. Okay. So let's talk about Android for a little while.
Android?
Yeah.
Why? Is Android something special?
No, but, you know, there's some things to talk about. I didn't find that much this week, but, you know, some weeks you have more than others. Remember, we had a lot to talk about during the whole Google I.O. thing, but it slows down, then it speeds up again. So Amazon is giving app makers a preview of Fire OS 5, which is based on Lollipop.
Woo!
Not much to say about that. Oh, because there's a new Kindle Paperwhite, but that's not really within the scope of this podcast.
Because people actually develop for the Fire OS.
Well, the Fire Stick isn't bad. I got the thing for $20. It was worth it. For $40, okay. bucks, it might not be worth it, but for $20, it was pretty good.
And how many apps have you bought for it?
One.
Really? What'd you buy?
A video player.
Of course.
To make it easier for me to play video, which is why I bought that darn thing. I didn't like any of the free ones.
Well, there you go.
But I use it on a secondary cool. television. Anyway, so we'll see what happens with Fire OS. But Samsung has issued a statement on keyboard vulnerability. So this was a big story. Apparently all the keyboards in a really obscure combination of things you'd have to actually do to exploit this vulnerability are vulnerable. And people were also afraid because the Samsung keyboard is powered by SwiftKey, even though it's not SwiftKey.
Really?
Basically, some of the code was provided by SwiftKey, but it's a Samsung keyboard. So apparently, let's see here.
People ask me why I don't like Samsung.
Well, here is the security vulnerability. If your Samsung phone goes through a language update for the stock keyboard, and during this process, a hacker looks over your shoulder, discovers that you have attached yourself to an insecure network that they have set up to do things on, then starts modifying upstream traffic while you update to gain access to your phone, then they could theoretically access your GPS camera microphone, install malicious apps, eavesdrop on calls, and attempt to access your pictures and text messages. So basically, you have to be attached to a network of which they have control. You have to be updating the language files on the keyboard. And your hacker has to actually know that you're doing all that.
Well, no. I'm sure the know that you're doing it part could be automated. So actually, you just have to be on a insecure network. Not an insecure network, a compromised network.
Yeah. But they'd have to know at that time you were doing a language update.
No. If it's a compromised network, then they could filter all your traffic and watch for traffic update requests. So, no, that can be automated.
Yeah, and if you look, SwiftKey has said that this is not a SwiftKey problem. They license the technology, but they're not the ones who created this problem.
So it sounds like
Samsung...
If one were to hazard a guess, one were to speculate...
Yeah.
And not actually know the truth. It would seem like that there are the language files are not coming from SwiftKey itself. They're coming from a Samsung server, and that Samsung server is not authenticated in a way that stops someone else from replacing the payload. That would be my guess.
But either way, what's the likelihood of this combination of events?
Pretty high. I mean, I think that, I believe it is not hard to exploit if you go around connecting to, you know, Wi-Fi networks willy-nilly and upgrading your phone while you're on these, you know, untrustworthy networks. It could happen. So the rule is don't connect to Wi-Fis that you don't trust. Use a VPN if you can, use a VPN if you're on an untrusted Wi-Fi network, and don't update your phone unless you're on a trusted network. And adding a VPN would put that onto a trusted network. Ta-da!
You have a VPN, Jerry?
I do.
Oh, that's good.
When I'm outside the house and I'm on some weird network, I have VPN to my home.
Okay, that's good to have. More people should use VPNs. I have Tunnel Bear installed when I need it.
It's not that hard. I mean, most routers nowadays, I mean, you know, above like commodity routers, come with OpenVPN built into the firmware. So just use it.
No,
I mean, it does make your stuff slow, but, you know, convenience is the price of security, right?
That's what I've heard. So how about this next one? When using Google Voice and Google Search, you can tap a word to re-speak it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, I've never actually tried this. So I have my phone right here, which I brought into the room. Now, I have a question that earlier I was suggesting I should ask Google now to see if it can answer it.
Mm-hmm. Make me a sandwich.
No, I've asked that one before. I have a specific knowledge-based question I want to see if it can give me the answer to. Okay, Google. Who was the oldest Golden Girl?
According to news.com.au, agent Estelle Getty may have played the oldest character, Sophia Petrillo, but she was actually the second youngest of the four main actors. Betty White was in fact the oldest, followed by B.E. Arthur, Estelle Getty.
Hmm. Okay, I could answer that question. So who's the oldest Golden Girl?
Who is the oldest stooge?
Well, the difference is the oldest Golden Girl is the only one who's actually still alive, which I find interestingly. I thought it's such a specific question out of four people who was the oldest. Mm-hmm. I find it interesting it was able to answer that question. I was expecting
and
it
thoroughly. Wouldn't.
Yeah, I was expecting it wouldn't be able to actually answer that question and I'd have to correct it. Okay.
It answered it pretty thoroughly.
Well, let's try correcting something. What is Lag BaOmer? Okay, got that too. I thought if I used Hebrew, it would misunderstand me for certain. Can you give me something you think it's going to misunderstand?
Ask it, define supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Define supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Extraordinarily good. Wonderful.
Wow, that's awesome. Wow. Whoa.
I'm having a hard time testing this. So far, it's gotten everything I've said. How can I re-speak something?
Well, try this. Ask it, how many calories in a pound of chicken? And then tap chicken and change it to beef.
How many calories in a pound of chicken?
200.
Beef. Well, when I select it, it's actually giving me alternate choices of sugar, bacon, or turkey. I can't test this. So I have an article saying that if I press a word it doesn't understand, but I'm guessing because it understands that word, it's showing me alternatives, not allowing me to re-speak.
Then ask it how many, then say,
maybe I should try to be, maybe I should, you go.
How many calories in a pound of gooby?
What is a Jabberwocky?
Jabberwocky, invented or meaningless language nonsense.
Well, that's my answer to you.
That's funny. Oh, well,
okay,
I mean,
Google, cool. What is going to go on in this place where I am now? And I don't know what I am doing.
Okay. It got all that. Voice recognition is beating me here.
Ma shlomcha?
Here is North London Muslim Housing Association.
That didn't work. Okay. No, I found one. When I said that, it actually did have a little icon, re-speak. Okay, look at how long it actually took for it to get to something that it didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to make fun of Google voice messages, and look what they've done for us. Isn't the world an amazing place sometimes, Jerry?
Really?
I was just saying that.
It is. Voice recognition's gone a long way.
Yeah. And now we all know that Betty White was the oldest Golden Girl.
Yep.
And the definition of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Actually, I do have a question I'm curious if it knows the answer to. One second. Okay, Google. What is the opposite of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Didn't get it.
Double bad evil.
Well, no, in the movie Mary Poppins, she actually tries to say it backwards.
Ah.
Maybe I should have asked it that way. What is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious backwards? No, didn't get it. Oh, well. We were doing so well, too. But it understood me. I feel like I should use voice search more often. Do you talk to your phone, Jerry?
I don't.
Why not? Are you afraid it might develop sentience?
No, I'm just... You know, when you talk to your phone, you're kind of broadcasting what it is you're doing with your phone. And I'm not really big on that.
What about when you're in your car all alone?
Nope. Well, sometimes, yes. But mostly when it's me and my daughter and she wants to know something. So I'll pick up my phone, tap it, and then...
What was the last question that you asked?
I don't remember.
Okay. I think it's getting better. It makes me think I should get one of those Amazon Echoes so I could, you know, have just, you know, be sitting in a room and say, Alexa, what is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? I didn't spring for one of those Alexa cylinders. Do you want to talk to a cylinder?
Not so much. I'm not big on talking to anybody, you know. I talk to you like once a week.
And that's too much for you?
It's not too much. I also have to talk to my coworkers for like 15 minutes a day. And that's, you know, kind of enough.
Yeah, it must be torture.
You make jokes, but kind of.
Okay. I've never met your coworkers.
Oh, no. My coworkers are, by and large, pretty good people.
Okay. Let's change the subject. Amazon Cloud Drive has come to Google Play. So they've had programs that use data stored probably in S3, but they've come up with a standard generic Cloud Drive program for the first time.
Well, that's cool.
Well, I assume you know that you get Cloud Drive storage with your Amazon Prime membership.
Yes.
So now you can use it on your phone.
Cool. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but cool.
It's another choice, and choice is good.
Yes, it is.
Epix has announced they have an Android TV app. I haven't played with Android TV yet.
I haven't either.
Well, I figured I'd wait for the second generation. I don't see a reason to get an early. I have a Roku.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we have here. Pushbullet has introduced Portal, a new app for sharing between Android and your PC. Do you have a need to do this on a regular basis?
I don't, but that doesn't stop it from being extremely useful.
I didn't say it did. And finally, Kodi Media Center for Android is now out of beta.
That's cool.
And I heard that the Amazon App Store has apparently thrown Kodi Media Center out for facilitating piracy.
No.
I do not kid. Why would I tell you something that I did not believe was true?
That's ridiculous.
Well, let's see here. I think I read something about that. Here we are. Amazon screws up, removes Kodi Media Center from the App Store for facilitating piracy.
Whatever.
So, let's see here. They were told Amazon determined it can be used to facilitate the piracy or illegal download of content and asked not for the developers not to resubmit the app again. While the app allows add-ons or extensions which could theoretically do something, the standard version doesn't even include the download manager, much less the torrent downloader. Kodi is basically a player. I did enjoy the Android police commentary on this. Kodi facilitates piracy in the same way that a Ziploc bag facilitates street corner drug sales. To add insult to injury, the Kodi developers have been incredibly careful to avoid any association with piracy. Here's an excerpt from the Kodi listing on the Play Store. Disclaimer, Kodi does not supply or include any media or content. Users must provide their own content or install a third-party plugin. Kodi has no affiliations with any third-party plugins or add-on provider whatsoever. We do not endorse the streaming of copy-protected material without permission of the copyright holder.
Of course they don't.
There are many other popular media players and managers available in the App Store, so it's not sure why Kodi was signaled out. I was really enjoying the commentary as well. Yet they have Plex on there. Also from the same ancestor, XBMC.
Is Plex an ancestor of XBMC?
No, XBMC is an ancestor of Plex. Kodi is the successor to XBMC.
Ah.
They both come from they both share a common ancestor.
Cool.
Then, of course, we have here, even SPMC, a Kodi fork, is still on the store. Traffic lights should be removed because they allow people to cross red lights. Hospitals should all be shut down because treatments there can have harmful effects when done incorrectly. Companies should stop selling food because it allows people to eat too much and could cause medical problems in the long run. Tools should be banned because they could be used maliciously. Stores should all close because it would allow the possibility of shoplifting.
That's kind of funny.
But I think it sort of made the point.
It did?
It's not doing anything to encourage anything. It's not endorsing it. In fact, it's specifically not endorsing it. And yet, gone. Google has patented a system to pair your phone with objects that you often lose, such as your keys.
Like, that means you'll need to put, like, a little fobby thing on it, right?
Yeah. Well, I suppose you could get a key with a Bluetooth beacon built into it or something strange like that.
But they want to do things like your glasses, too. Which, I mean, is cool, don't get me wrong.
I've never lost my glasses.
I haven't either.
Only because I need my glasses to find my glasses. So when I can't find my glasses, I'm in trouble because I need my glasses to find them.
It's kind of neat that, well, I mean, just because they patent it doesn't mean they have it available.
No, but it's interesting.
Yeah. You know, they're looking like, you know, what is it? How far away is it before it needs to tell you how often? It's, I mean, it's interesting stuff.
Well, I do enjoy when Google comes out with a good patent.
Yep.
And I put in some news from my home city of New York. They appear to be the first people to try to hold Fios to its agreement to wire anything. If you remember, some time ago, I mentioned that the state of New Jersey had actually let Verizon off the hook for wiring the state, even though it had given them significant tax breaks under the condition that the state have a certain level of broadband. Apparently, the city of New York is not going to let Verizon off the hook.
Good.
Yes, apparently, all of New York City must be wired with Fios by 2014, and they're holding them to that.
Did it get done?
I don't know. I filed my request for Fios in 2011.
Oh, so you already have Fios?
No.
Oh, then.
But inspired.
Maybe your request something cracks.
Well, yes. Well, inspired by this, I not only refiled my request for the fourth time with Verizon, but I filed a complaint with the DOITT. That would be the local franchise authority.
Mm-hmm.
The people who actually created this report, and told them I don't particularly care one way or the other about it, because I'm not necessarily sure I want to do business with a company that isn't interested in my patronage. But I'd like a response to my request to wire my house, even if that response is no. I have heard nothing in 4 years. So Verizon has responded to me saying that they have received my complaint from the government and will give me a response within 10 days.
Time's ticking. Oh, that's nice of them.
Well, they have to. Otherwise, I'd be on a list of people who they refuse to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already fighting with the city of New York over this issue. You should read the franchise commentary. You have the city of New York. Well, it's one of those things where the city of New York is saying, we asked them about this and it took them 147 days to get back to us, and they refused half the things we asked for and wouldn't give us details, haven't kept statistics. And then you have Verizon responding, well, no, we didn't. And then they're going through one by one. They asked us for this. We told them we didn't feel they needed that. We gave them this. We complied here. We didn't comply there. The back and forth is hilarious on it, because they're sitting in there arguing about what the definition of reaching every member of the city of New York is. So the actual order says that they have to pass every household in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently there's some...
So it doesn't mean they have to stop by each house.
Well, the requirement to pass all households with fiber doesn't mean that everybody has to actually be able to get fiber.
It just has to run by their house?
Basically.
That seems a lot easier to comply with.
Well,
you just have to lay the fiber. You don't actually have to put any entry points.
Well, basically the report said, because Verizon claims to they've claimed that they've now passed 100% of residential premises in the city of New York, they can no longer indicate that the service is unavailable at any premises. Instead, they must inform all prospective subscribers that they can place non-standard installation requests. And they are required, under the franchise agreement, to complete all non-standard installation requests within 6 to 12 months of them being requested.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they're not related to the refusal of access by landlords of multiple dwellings. By the way, I live in a multiple dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm reasonably certain that the landlord will not have any objection.
Because you are the landlord?
I don't own this building.
Right, but you're one of the landlords.
No, I'm the super. I have a very close relationship with the landlord.
Ah, okay.
I'm related to the people who own the building. I don't own the building. Helps with the rent. But either way, I know that there would be no objection, because I talk to the people who own the building regularly. So basically, the landlord does not object. So we'll see. Maybe I'll get Fios and dump Time Warner Cable. You know what that would mean, by the way? Cable car.
You would have a higher speed than me?
No. I'd actually have a slower speed, but I have a symmetrical speed.
That would be cool. I mean, I have 100 up, 20 down. I would trade that for 50 up, 50 down.
That's what they're offering.
I take it.
But also, I could do cable card. No more crumb. Except I could actually.
You're on Linux, so it wouldn't actually do you a whole lot of good.
Actually, it would. The only reason it doesn't do me a whole lot of good right now is because Time Warner marks everything as copy once. They don't mark the standard cable channels as copy freely.
Yep. So you might as well just get an antenna.
I have an antenna. That's the only thing.
You don't need a cable card for that.
Well, I do if I want to watch cable. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. Dropbox will now let you request files from anyone.
So you just like send an email with saying, hey, dude, I need that file and click this link to send it to me, right?
Doesn't that sound good?
Sounds pretty spiffy handy.
A lot of these companies are adding new features. They're attempting to innovate. I appreciate that.
That's cool. I mean, it's not a feature that I, as a non-user of Dropbox, would consider.
Or I thought you did use Dropbox.
Not lately.
Okay. I use it to keep...
I've been using BitTorrent Sync lately.
I just use BitSync. I use it to keep certain small files that I like to keep on my computer. But other than that, I back up elsewhere. But that's more of a active use stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that brings us to the end of the list. We had a short list
today. Good job, Dropbox.
We had a short list today. I'm sorry about that, Jerry. I'm hoping next week that there's a major Android scandal.
No, dude, it's fine. It's cool.
Maybe the Android mascot has been, you know, stepping out with the giant apple. I don't know. What would constitute an Android scandal?
I don't know. Rob Pike sleeping with Princess Charles or Prince Charles. That would be a scandal, right?
I said an Android scandal. Are you suggesting that Prince Charles is an Android?
No, but...
You're going to alienate those two British users now.
Rob Park, right? Rob Pike? Isn't he... No, he's not. He's behind Golang, not Android. Who's the guy behind Android?
Well, Andy Rubin is gone.
Okay, so... Well, okay, maybe it would be a scandal if it was found out that Andy Rubin had cracked Oracle's source control and everything in Android was a direct copy and an
infraction.
Yeah, an infra something.
Oh, well, that was already determined. They copied the API, which apparently may be illegal, depending on your interpretation. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our program.
So, take this extra 20 minutes and call your dad.
Yes, but I already did call my dad. I told you, there was a song and everything. Don't you remember we just had that conversation?
Yep.
But call. Tell them that you appreciate them.
Yes, do that.
And if you have any other dad songs, just tell me. I need to prepare for next Father's Day. I have 364 more days. You know, you always procrastinate on these things.
Sure you do.
You did.
I did.
Yep.
That's why I procrastinated so long, it never happened.
That's why I'm saying, you know, if anybody has any ideas for next year, let's start preparing them now. But don't worry, I have 8 more days. My parents' anniversary is next week. Great time of year to appreciate your parents. You get Father's Day, you get their anniversary. I can get a trifecta in there. Then there's Independence Day. Holidays really bunch up on you, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. Anyway, shall we adjourn?
Let's adjourn.
Okay.